Hello, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it. I'm back from outer space.
Were you gone?
I looked like Rita for a minute, but that was temporary. could you imagine? Goodness gracious. Yeah.
Now that Rita's like selling her costumes, I'm like, cool, I'm gonna buy three of them to make one pant leg.
I feel like I had the same thought. I was like, I like that red one. Maybe I can get another red one and then make them one costume.
It's fine. Make a sleeve.
Make a gown out of multiple gowns. It's fine. It's fine.
The girl is tiny.
But thanks, Rita, for filling in. This is your Wednesday night conversation here on Let's Have a Fifi. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor. And over there, having boba.
Sorry. My bad. Yeah, no. Sorry, drinking boba. I'm Freddie Prinze Charming. What's up?
Are you choking on your boba balls?
No, not yet. But I'm sure that'll happen, because it always happens. Inevitably, I end up sucking one back too far. And it's so.
That's how they get you. Mm. That is how they get you. Anyway, I just messed up the document completely. It's fine.
Great.
Well, off to a great start. I'm not breaking the internet. I'm just breaking stuff behind the scenes. It's fine.
I see that. I'm like, what is that?
What did I do?
I don't know what you did. That's not supposed to
whatever.
Be
whatever. You can get exclusive content.
Why is nothing else centered? What? See, now you're joking.
Okay. Woo. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi, where I am back to fuck things up even better. How did that get like that?
I don't know.
Stupid. Anyway, I have a
no, sword. It won't.
It's okay. Just leave it.
Okay.
Anyway, I promise balls this is not the exclusive content that you would receive. It'd probably be better, curated content that we have on Patreon. You can get exclusive Patreon content from us on Patreon at patreon.com/letshaveafifi, and it would help if I put it on the screen.
Please support us so Felicia could get a fucking ladder or something to fix the goddamn stupid fire alarm.
You know, I haven't seen you in a while, so maybe you should come over here and just fix it for me.
You live too far away.
You go to Tucson.
Not all the time, and you practically...
I'm on the way. In fact, you went to Tucson to see Madame Askew, and I'm on the way.
Sort of. I have to go through this.
How about that? How about that? How about that? Damn.
Hannah says, I'll be making GoFundMe for Felicia's fire alarm. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Also, will you do it for the miscellaneous cost? And if I have to buy a ladder. Wow, you guys are coming for me today. Oh my God.
Ben says she fixed her sign behind her to say 2024, but not the alarm. She could reach the sign, didn't require a ladder.
Oh, I actually found the letters and things and the numbers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because I have them somewhere. I don't know where, but... Y'all, whoa.
We even made it through
this. Nice to see you too. Welcome me back. Where's Rita? Rita, get your face on. Let's go. It's about to call Freddie and Rita here in a second. We'd like to thank our patrons, Brandon, Chris, and Michelle. It's so loud tonight. What? What's so loud tonight?
The beeping.
It's part of the, it's the ambiance. You're welcome. And if you stay on the podcast, you're welcome as well. where did I leave off? Michelle, Terry and Corey, Kim, Joan, Leanne. Wow. I thought y'all loved me. But this is hard to come back to. Mm-hmm. A special thanks to Wigs of a Kind for supporting us this season. This is not a Wigs of a Kind. But I have worn pretty much for the first few episodes Wigs of a Kind. But shout out to Marissa. You can find Wigs of a Kind on Facebook. Just search Wigs of a Kind, all one word. All one word. Or send us a message. We'll tell you where to go. Big thank you to Guido Martin and Laura Renfro for supporting us this season. You too could support us by donating. Oh, that's the wrong button. And tipping us, sponsoring us, do the thing. Actually, I found a button. Hold on. While we were playing around with things, that this fancy
thing. Oh, look at that. We have a QR code, and there's one up at the thing, too, up at the top.
Yeah, they're both PayPal buttons. But
why are the QR codes different?
Are they different? I don't know. I don't run this machine.
Or maybe I don't know. They look different. I could be wrong. I don't know. It's fine.
I don't know. But yeah, that's fun. Let's just skip the texting number for right now, because I think <that's> if you listen, you know the texting number. The texting number is 602-730-7379. And I think at one point it asked me if I wanted to change keywords or something. And I was like, I don't even know. And I wasn't paying attention. So there's that. If you're on Facebook, you can click the stars and we'll get 9 out of 10 cents or something. I don't know. We got like 41 cents last month. So,
ooh.
You know, we're moving up there.
If you thank you to the high donate, rollers.
You can click the stars next. It's somewhere in the comment section area. But yeah, maybe if you donate stars, maybe the fire alarm will go off. Not off, but not make any noise. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it gets tired and it stops for a long period of time as well. So there's that. But how was your weekend?
My weekend was kind of crazy. Saturday was like, we were so busy on Saturday because Sunday was going to be a wash. I wasn't going to be home at all. So Saturday was the day that we had to spend like doing chores and kind of getting caught up after Tucson, because we basically got home from Tucson and had the kids and we had no time to do anything else. So we had to kind of spend that time kind of unpacking and doing laundry. So Saturday was like chores and stuff we didn't get done during the week and all that stuff, which was, it was very busy. And then Sunday, basically from almost 8 o'clock in the morning until like 9:30 at night, I was at Tempe Center for the Arts because I was judging the Pride Pageant, the Mr. and Miss Phoenix Pride Pageant. It was an interesting competition. Apparently, someone who shall not be named within the community has taken issue with the fact that Princess Prozac and myself judged both the mixed pageant and the Mr. and Miss pageant, which I don't know what the big fucking deal is. It's not a conflict of any sort of interest. And some people judge multiple pageants all the fucking time.
Both of them too.
Like seriously, like people have judged like multiple times and multiple pageants. Like, I'm wondering if they're writing letters to like national pageants because they have, you know, the same judge that has, you know, judged multiple times. Ooh. I don't know what the fuck their beef is, but it's fucking stupid.
Don't they have to be able to go to national pageants? I've never seen this person go to national pageants.
There's that. I don't know why the fuck they're all bent out of shape about shit. It makes no fucking sense, but whatever. There were six Mr. Contestants. Four of them I didn't know and who were relatively new to pageants, some very new to pageants, and six Miss contestants, which was kind of a mixed bag. Some were veteran queens, some new, and some a little bit newer. In general, it was a good pageant. This next year is going to be very interesting. Very interesting for a number of reasons.
All of us.
How was your weekend?
I wasn't in here, so I was having a great time. Wednesday I worked. That's why I wasn't here. But then nothing really happened. I got my nails done because they were starting to chip away. In fact,
you know, you have yet to take any of my suggestions, and I'm very hurt about this.
You need to talk to Sabrina about that because she will not paint penises. And plus, I work at a school, so I can't say that that would go over very well.
There are so many things that I give you that aren't penises, and you still won't do it. And I feel like at this point, it's
have been the real
now you're just being transphobic.
Oh my god.
Like, not really.
That is. Oh,
we did. My partner and I did go out for dinner last night. I forgot about that because today is actually our anniversary.
Oh, how was that?
But we went out to dinner last night to the fantastic little Thai place.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
Thank you. Really good fucking Thai food. Oh my god. So fucking good. So
where'd fucking you go?
Good. It's a little place on like, I think it's like 24th Street in Osborne. It's called Gliban. It's so good. So good.
What is that? I always want to know what the name means.
I can't remember what Gliban is. House or home. I can't remember. I have to. Why can't I not Google? I'm going to Google it and I'm going to like. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Go, keep going. Well, oh, that's right. It means
anyway.
It means far from home.
Oh,
yeah. That's what it means.
Tear. Let's see what else. Just hanging with the kids, but on Sunday night, let's talk about it. Y'all were at the pageant, and then we had Sunday fun day extravaganza at Stacy's. It was cute. we were celebrating a birthday of a young woman who was starting her transition.
Oh, that's fun.
And had just turned 21. Mm-hmm. But what was amazing is that her parents initiated this whole get together, and her whole family. Pretty much her whole family was there.
Oh, wow.
And brought this big ass princess cake. But birthday girl got tore up, but so did Felicia.
Oh my God. Of course you did.
Felicia was piss pants drunk, and I hate her.
Girl.
I do not like piss pants drunk.
No.
Felicia, she has not been here. She has not been here in a while.
No.
Dare I say, I don't really remember things
past God. The end of this. How the hell did you get home?
Shout out to Whitney and Christy, the bartenders. They put me in an Uber.
Girl.
And shoved me in there. And I woke up with a... So I know you guys call me ugly, and you're like, oh, cool, you don't know how to paint. But my face lasted all night. I don't know what kind of miracle that was, but I woke up with full face on.
Oh, that had to be fun to take off for work on Monday.
Yeah, just just great.
My God, Felicia. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So drink responsibly. Support your bartenders. And yeah. But other than that, it was a great show. I was just overwhelmed with emotion that that the family was supportive, especially this day and age. We have so many people that are homeless, are without any family regard because, you know, you come out or you start transitioning, and it's just, and they were like very cool. They were like, "We're gonna do this again," and I was like, "Please just not get me."
Or you could just drink. Not drink. You are not.
But I did get crowned. I didn't get a pride crown, but I got this crown that they gave me.
Oh boy,
little tiara. and then, can we read?
So designated. It's upside down, and that tracks. Designated drunk. Oh. Wow.
Is it right now?
Wow, Felicia.
Yeah. That. Yep.
Oh my God.
I was Miss Hot Mess, but then I progressed into the evening.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Where's my official photo? I didn't see anybody post that.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. I gotta be careful what I ask for, because I feel like somebody might post something I don't want
to
see.
Things are gonna come out of the woodwork, ever. And then I'm gonna have to like try and like save you again.
Yeah. Let's remember me this way.
Well, you know, since were you in charge of hosting and emceeing the show on Sunday?
Yes, but I was not sloppy until after.
Fantastic. So that being said, that makes a good segue into my tip for this evening, where we're going to talk about being an MC and what it takes to be a good one and not a not so good one.
You're welcome, everyone.
You open the door. So in my years of doing this, right, an MC can really make or break a show or a pageant. And not everybody is cut out to be an MC. And not every MC is appropriate for every show. And this is a thing, and this is a thing that people need to really recognize and kind of understand, because it's a thing. So one of my favorite, and almost everybody knows this, one of my favorite things to do is like MC and host events. And I've been able to like MC, oh my God, I don't even know, like hundreds of events and shows over the years, from like galas, pageants, and drag shows and burlesque shows, and you name it, I've done it. And I love it because I am able to like connect with the audience. I get people like vibing. And I love it when like people tell me, and I hear this a lot in the burlesque community, which makes me really happy, but they tell me that they love me as an MC, and like I'm their favorite MC, and like, and I love that. It makes me happy. It means I'm doing something right, but not everybody does it right. So we're going to chat a little bit about some of the different types of MCs, what it means to be an MC.
I love hosting.
So, pageant MCs. And I don't know how many times oh my God. So,
I don't think I've hosted a pageant before.
I have been able to host a pageant. It's been a while, but I've been able to host a pageant. But I've also been in and to a lot of pageants. So, I've seen some really shitty MCs. Contestants have spent a lot of time and a lot of money on their packages. The least you can fucking do as an MC is respect that. Like, the bare minimum, get the contestant names right. Really not that fucking hard. And I say that because at the Pride pageant, one of the MCs, I don't name names, there are only two of them, so you have a 50-50 shot of getting, you know, who it was right. One of the MCs got a contestant's name wrong, not once, not twice, but three times. Three times.
Well, damn.
Like, it's right there. It's written. It's written multiple times. Like, because you see what the categories are. You see it. It's written. It's all over the place. The least you can fucking do is get a contestant's name right. Like, I can get the contestant names right. Get the former's names right. Get titles, years, things like that. Get those names right. Because I've had that happen where I've been at a pageant and someone's gotten my name wrong. Someone's gotten somebody else's name wrong. This is the bare fucking minimum of respect. And this is not just at a pageant. It's at a show too, but it's especially important at a pageant. Like, people have spent a lot of fucking money, number one, to be there. Number two, to compete. So the least that you can do as a fucking MC is get people's names right. Not just their names, but pronouns are also good, too. If you are referring to somebody in the third person, for fuck's sake, find out what their fucking pronouns are. Or don't use their pronouns and just use their name. But again, use their name right. Like, get it correct. And it bugs me. It's like, the pageant isn't about you, so you need to respect people's time, too. Don't just go off on tangents, and you're over here doing this, and you're over here doing that. Like, sometimes there's, you know, a need to either stall in between or whatever. You have, you know, people need setup time or things. And that's the reasons why they give you things like sponsor lists and judges bios. And maybe instead of, I don't know, stalling and making it all about you and telling inappropriate jokes, you do things like,
wow,
read the judges' bios instead of saving them until literally the very last category. Just saying.
Not talking about me. I don't do this.
Show MCs, and this is for any fucking show MC, you don't have to ramble on the fucking microphone. There is, like, you.
But I liked.
Oh my god. You don't have to talk for 15 minutes in between performers. Like, we've all been there where we're sitting there. We are ready to go on. We've been waiting. And the fucking host is still talking. On and 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 on. And it's like, you can keep the audience engaged while keeping things short and sweet. You know, tell a couple jokes, whatever, engage, and then move the fuck along. You really don't need to sit there and talk for 20 minutes in between performers. Like, that is a massive pet peeve of mine. And, like, being wasted is not a good look. And we all know the show hosts that are perpetually drunk while they're hosting their shows.
So, like, you're coming for me. I'm not perpetually drunk.
You're not, no. But it's like, your performers are there. Your performers got ready, they put on a face, and being so drunk that you can barely host is not really the flex that you think it is, and it's really disrespectful. Like, it really is. Yeah. Like, it is, and I don't understand why, like, bars are okay with their show host being, like, just fall down messy plastered. I don't understand that. I would be like, well, okay, if you're hosting, then, you know, you can have, like, two drinks during the show. Afterwards, you want to get wasted, that's fine. But, like, I don't know. It's messy, and it really is disrespectful, both to the performers and to the audience. People often pay a cover, and you being so drunk that you're barely coherent is not fun to watch. And that brings me to things like appropriate jokes. Not all events, but there are some events in communities that are all ages. Often pride events, pride pageants, things like that. they are open to all ages. And if you cannot stay...
Some of the galas that we've hosted.
If you cannot stay away from things like grinder jokes, jokes about somebody's hole, then you're probably not the best MC for an all ages event. And that's okay.
Oh.
But the people that book you for that event and the fact that you are booked for that event, if someone says, hey, we want you to host this all ages event, if you know that you cannot not be inappropriate, then you need to be able to say, hey, thank you, I appreciate it, but, you know, my whole shtick, my drag, and, you know, my hosting abilities really isn't, they're not really geared.
It's for the adult. Right,
towards, you know, it's an all ages audience. And that's totally fine, but you need to be able to have the professionalism and you need to be able to say that. Because regardless of whether you think you know for sure whether there are kids in the audience or not, if something is billed as an all ages event and someone may be in the audience that is one of those people that is looking to tear down either the drag community or a specific organization or whatever, if something is said to be all ages and you are asking, you know, an 8-year-old if they want some wine, or, you know, you're making jokes about Grindr or whatever the hell, there are people that will be looking to use that to tear down this community, because right now they're looking for any fucking excuse. So if you're not good at all ages events, just say that and let somebody else who is take that spot, because I don't like it. Like, it makes me cringe when I'm at an all ages event, and not just with like the MCs, but if your name is an adult pun, if your name is something that is, you know, if it's a double entendre that is meant to be inappropriate and you didn't change it for this all ages event, that could also be seen as an issue for people that are looking. Like, these are things that you need to think about if you are going to be engaging in all ages events, family friendly events. Like, these are things that you really, really, and really need to think about.
My name is not a pun, but
they
for some reason
they try to make it one.
They tried to take me there.
And even if you are emceeing at a bar or a show that is, you know, 18 or 21 plus or whatever, you also have to understand that not all jokes are good jokes. You can be funny without resorting to racism, tranny jokes, ableism. Oof. Like, oof. It's a thing. Like, how many times have we been at a show and a host says something and we're just like, fuck, really? Like, you can make like self-deprecating jokes that, you know, are perfectly funny. You can do all sorts of things that are like problematic and cringy and are just like, oh my God, did you really just say that? Like, that. That's.
Well, and I've seen people walk out because of that, even if we are at a bar that is just 21 plus.
And honestly, I think more people should walk out if they hear things that are inappropriate like that, because actions need to have consequences, otherwise people don't learn. Another thing that I think is important to consider if you are a show host or an MC is your stage persona and your presence. If you look at folks that MC burlesque shows, often the MC has one job, and that is literally just to MC that show. They usually don't perform, or they do like one number at the beginning, which is what I would do, like with the Three Fates. I would do like one number at the very beginning, and then I would host the rest of the show. And when if you are MCing, regardless of whether you're hosting a burlesque show or whatever, MCs can really set that tone, and what you wear and how you present yourself on stage can really make a difference. If you look at folks that MC burlesque shows, most of the time, we're pretty spiffy. Like, I make it a point, if I'm emceeing a burlesque show, I am in, like, I am fancy. Like, I am usually in something that is, like, flashy or sparkly or something. Like, I want to make sure that I look as good as the performers do. Because they're putting a hell of a lot.
Especially burlesque.
Right. Like, they're putting so much effort and shit into their costumes, into their acts. I want to be able to do the same thing. And the same can be said for drag shows. Like, yes, a lot of times we end up, you know, we'll end up hosting in, for at least part of it, in like a costume or whatever. But if you end up a hot fucking mess and half your costume ends up on the floor, you fucking take your wigs off. You're just like,
Were you at the show?
It reflects not just on you, but on the entire show. Like, if you are a sweaty, messy, nervous, like, just a pile of, like, gross, that doesn't make the show that you are hosting look good. You need to be aware of what you're doing and how you look and how you're presenting on stage. Like, I try really, really hard. I try really hard to not look too much of a hot mess, you know? And that's something that I really pride myself in when I am hosting or when I'm emceeing. And like I said,
it's pretty on brand for me.
Right. I mean, and honestly, like I said, not everybody is.
But not like sloppy.
Right.
I feel like you could be a hot mess and.
If you're sloppy, that's just like, that's a big turnoff for me. It's just like, really?
I mean, be a hot mess, but I don't remember where we were, but somebody was like, it looks like you have it all together. And I was like, no, I really don't. But
right.
Like, I at least try to like compose myself.
Right. So there's a line there. There's a line there. And, like, you know, hosting and being in the MC and being on that microphone, that means you have to be quick on your feet. You have to be witty and you have to not be nervous speaking in front of people. And sometimes these are things that can be learned, but sometimes they can't. Sometimes there are people that really will never really be good on a microphone. They will never really be good as a host. And that's completely okay. But the thing is that you have to remember that just because somebody told you once that you were good at something doesn't mean that that was true, because you have to look at the source. Consider the source, people. Consider the source. If it's like your friends are like, oh my God, you were amazing. Maybe look back on somebody videos and pictures and be like, oh, maybe I wasn't so amazing. I look like a mess. And yeah, I definitely like said a bunch of stuff that I really shouldn't have said. And ooh, man, like,
I'm sure there's some episodes that we said some stuff. I
probably
be like,
probably. It's been a while, but
I'd be like
just be mindful. And if you are one of those people that, you know, that you're really not cut out to be a host or you're not cut out to be an MC, that's okay. That's completely okay. Just let people know and be okay with the fact that you will never be an MC. Not everybody can be. It's like, not everybody can be a performer. It's okay to not be a performer. It's okay to not be an MC.
I have a question. So when you run for pageants, right? They expect like the national title holder or the local title holder, whatever, to be in these frontward facing positions, like hosting. What, like,
not all the time, though.
Should they not? Or
not, honestly, the number of like national title holders that aren't good MCs, they don't have to be an MC. They have to fake their way through interview. That's about it. Sometimes on stage question, but usually they have to be able to make it through interview. That's about it. And that's a very different scenario than actually being able to handle being on a microphone. Like,
I know,
you know, so it's like, cause God, I don't know how many national title holders I've known that are like not good on the microphone. Like they're just not good hosts and that's fine. They don't need to be. They get announced, they do their thing, they go away. Like that's all that, you know, so, but you know, if you are someone that is looking for an MC for your, you know, for your event or for your show or, you know, whatever, know who you're booking. Know what their strengths are. Know the kind of MC.
Let's start here first.
Right. Correct. I would like to pump, you know, we're, I'd like to, you know, Felicia and I have MC'd things together. We're very good about that on stage.
Oh, never mind. I just thought of something.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to talk to you about it
later. Okay.
It's about hosting, but.
But, you know, that's, I'm just saying, like, just thing. Also, Felicia and also, I are available for guests.
audience members need to be mindful of hosts as well. We're not like wranglers. Sometimes I feel like people are like, oh, you can.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
And again. Oh, my God.
Wow, just all the noise over here. But I feel like there's like some weird like wrangling thing that hosts get asked to do that I'm like, no, I don't want to wrangle your people. I want you.
Right.
To like watch the show.
We have to be babysitters and stuff as well. It's kind of a mess. I'm like, yeah. Call security. So.
Yeah.
Just some things to think about for folks that, you know, want to be MCs, that want to book MCs.
And follow your favorite MCs. Not follow them like literally.
Yeah, please, but, please don't actually follow things that can be a little weird.
But follow your favorite MCs and learn from them. So much to learn. So much to learn.
So,
March.
Yeah, March is Women's History Month. And I put together a short list of just a few queer women that people should be Googling and learning more about.
Say Google. The first one is Anne Lister. Mm-hmm. I know it looked simple. I just wanted to make sure that. as you just read all that stuff about hosts not being able to read. Anyway, also known as Gentleman Jack, described as the first modern lesbian.
Go check out the show Gentleman Jack. I think it's on Showtime. It ran for a couple of seasons because, of course, all the good shows run for like two seasons and then people are like, nope, which is fucking dumb, whatever.
What is up with that? I'd like to talk to the streaming services. Like, I get hooked on a show and then they're like, oh, we discontinued.
Listen, I'm still mad about Carnival, okay? Like, I'm still fucking mad about Carnival. I will always be mad about Carnival. Always.
Can we write a letter or something?
Always. Like, you couldn't even wrap it up in a fucking movie. Like, fuck you, HBO. Dr. Dr. Margaret Mom Chun. She was known as the first Chinese-American woman to become a physician. I believe she graduated from medical school in 1916. She was also a queer woman who attracted a clientele of lesbians and women seeking birth control. Like, this was a big...
They just had a new season.
No. Not Carnival Row. Carnival. Different. Not Carnival Row. Carnival. Not a new season. It's been done for well over a decade, and I'm mad at it.
What's also, it's also about paying artists less than
with the streaming service. Yeah, I get it. It's fucking stupid. Mm-hmm.
They should be paying more because we watch more of the streaming services.
Right.
How do you say that name?
Dejuna.
Dejuna Barnes. She was a journalist, novelist, poet, playwright. Nightwood was one of the first lesbian titles published by an American author. Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that on the band book list?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was. It was also, I believe, published, I think, in 1936. So it might just be too old for people to even acknowledge as,
I don't know, an actual book. I see stuff on there.
It's fine.
What just got put on there that I was like, oh.
I don't know. The list just keeps, it's stupid.
Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird is on there.
Of course it is. Gladys Bentley, of course, who is a singer, piano player, and entertainer during the Harlem Resistance. Always extraordinarily dapper in her top hat and tails.
I always see that picture of her in white. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
The thing that always strikes me about that picture, I think she looks dapper as hell with the white and everything, but kills me.
Yes, but I'm worried about the the getting dirty.
Well, there's that. But what kills me is the length of the zipper on those pants. Because I swear to God, if you look at the length, the zipper on those pants are like this long. It's like a 12-inch zipper.
Maybe they wanted to run from the inseam.
It's like, it's the style of the pants at the time, but Jesus Christ. It's like, oh my God, could that like fly be any longer?
Maybe she wanted 12 inches. Maybe she wanted 12 inches. Size, you know. You don't know. Who's next? Chavela? Mm-hmm. Vargas? One of Mexico's most well-known woman singers. Didn't come out publicly until she was 81 years old. That is so wonderful. And I would say that that is still a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
That people get to a stage in life and they're basically like, oh, I've been doing this so long that I forgot that I was doing this
right
the wrong way for so long. And then they just one day have an epiphany and say like, I knew I was gay the whole time, but
especially folks of a certain age and a certain generation, a lot of folks are coming out much later in life because now they actually can, which is nice, but my also very thing sad.
To watch is the old gays. I know it's not Women's History Month related, but I love watching the old gays.
They're funny.
Because that's going to be us.
Current events.
Here we go.
So the House passed legislation today on Monday that could ban TikTok from the U.S. unless it parts ways with its Chinese parent company. If it's enacted, TikTok would have 5 months to separate from its parent company, or it would be banned from the U.S. app stores.
Mm-hmm.
Which, dear God, the influencers will die, I feel.
Or we'll go to another platform. I say we because I'm part of that ecosystem. Mm-hmm.
Real jobs.
I do have a... Oh, God. I hate when people say that. Anyway. Because there are people that make solid bank just by living on the internet. So
I know, but if the internet went away, they'd be screwed.
Yes. Also, yeah, if there's no more TikTok, where will all of these young people who have learned stuff like how to clean their room on TikTok? It's a thing.
Where will my children get all of their facts if not for TikTok?
Yeah, and during the sleepovers, where would they get the facts that they were suggesting right. and all this?
How will they learn that you can smell the gay?
Yikes. Anyway, and another note, something that went completely viral was that the Oscars were on, the kids don't do Google, Laura. Get out of here. They don't do Google. They go to TikTok first. So the Oscars were on Sunday. I should have put those two things together. There were several groundbreaking wins where did you know that there's only 8 Black women who have won supporting actress?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. we know that that can't be true. But here we are. But the thing that riled up the internet the most and, you know, everybody was talking about was John Cena came out. Not that I'm complaining, but we just talked about all ages. I believe that the Oscars, at least I would, when I was a kid, I used to watch the Oscars and other award
there's
shows.
There's kids that are nominated. Like, you know, like there's yes. underage people that are they're nominated in the audience. In the
their
audience
families are
shit,
there.
Like...
So John Cena appeared naked on the Oscars, a family show. But here we are as drag entertainers and we're causing.
Well, there was there's a side by side that like shows people, men in particular, when John Cena came out going, oh my God, this is great, that he looks awesome. And then one of the people that attended the Oscars, I'm not sure who it was, in like a very tight red dress. And they're like, oh my God, who needs to see this? Blah, 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 blah. It's like,
Double standards. But yes, I was more of the reason, like, I have spent like the last almost 2 years being policed, and I am probably the most dressed of drag entertainers, and I was very policed, but this was okay. This was a riot all across the internet. Like, nobody said, oh, my child is watching.
Right.
Keep in mind, he wasn't like he did have like one of those things that like they paste over.
He did, so, but still.
It's not like he was. I mean, but the offense, though, I wear fully clothed. I'm dressed from head to toe, and I'm the offensive.
Right,
one.
You're the one that's grooming children
on TV.
So a couple weeks ago, we mentioned that RuPaul's online bookstore was coming under fire because it was selling anti-LGBTQ books and Mein Kampf and all sorts of fun things that probably shouldn't be available on it. It's supposedly been fixed now, but okay. And also,
but we're not going to talk about it.
Right. Now it's just everybody's going to ignore the fact that it happened at all, and we're still going to ignore the fact that RuPaul is still a trash human. So it is what it is.
But I, good things, bad things, I don't know.
Also, side note, but I keep looking at like my thing and it like my head is it's actually like scales, but it looks like I have like a tattooed like thing. I'm like, maybe I should go do that. I should get my head tattooed so it looks like I have like stubble. Give myself a hairline again, just tattoo it.
D, where are you? This is yours.
I'll just draw it on until I can get it done. Just draw it.
I'm not a part of this. No, I'm not a part of this.
It'll be fine.
She said no too.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be ginger though. It won't be this dark. It'll be like a darker red. It'll be like ginger. So it'll be like my natural hair color.
No.
I'll do it myself. I'm going to get a tattoo gun and I'm just going to do it myself.
Oh my God.
It'll be fine.
Oh my God.
I'll make one of the kids do it.
No. No, no, no.
No, see, I'll just have D draw it on. We'll just draw it on.
No, I don't think that's what she means. She means that she'll just start drawing on you. You don't get to choose what's drawn on.
Nobody ever lets me do anything. It's bullshit.
A presiding judge, the presiding judge in the Georgia criminal case against Trump has dismissed six of the 41 charges against him. For lacking details and evidence, but the other charges still stand. Yet this man still gets to run for president. Anyway, back to what's written before. Currently, Trump is facing 88 charges over the four criminal indictments in Georgia, New York, D.C., and Florida. Yet he's still considered to be
the front runner.
A candidate.
I don't understand. I don't understand. How can someone literally be facing 88 charges, but the Supreme Court is like, yeah, no, this is totally a person that we should have running the country. For sure. Sounds totally fine. Totally fine.
Isn't one of them like fraud?
There's a lot of shit in there. Like, it's 88 fucking charges. He has no business being in office. He had no business being in office the fucking first time. He definitely has no fucking business doing it again. Like, after inciting an insurrection and all this shit, but we're just going to ignore all of that.
When is that trial coming?
I don't know. Not soon enough. I wish they'd hurry it up. Like, I really wish they would hurry it up. After a settlement in a lawsuit against Florida Don't Say Gay law, the Florida officials cannot ban teachers in public schools from talking about LGBTQ plus issues. So there's a win. The Don't Say Gay law is basically dumb as fuck, and the courts have now seen that it is, in fact, dumb.
It was a waste of taxpayer dollars in the first place.
Yes, it was. It's fucking Florida. So now teachers in public schools are allowed to talk about LGBTQ plus history, gender identities, and all the things. So
I saw a great video. It was one of the news outlets, but this teacher was like, I'm not teaching your son or daughter to be gay. I'm just telling them about all the people, and you have a choice of, you know, knowing about all the people, and you should know about all people. And this reporter is just like looking at her like, you know, just confused. And I'm like, why is this so hard for people to understand? We've been doing this for centuries. It's not like all of a sudden gay people, queer people, trans people just came out of nowhere.
That's why I'm like, you fucking, this legislation can try to make it so that we don't exist, but it's not going to make it so we don't. You can't just say you don't exist and that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just wave a magic wand also, and all of a sudden I'm not who I actually am. So
there needs to be a lot of voting is very important, but in a lot of African countries and Middle Eastern countries, I believe, there are a lot of anti-LGBTQ bills going up, predominantly resulting in death, that if they find out that you're a person of the LGBTQ plus community, that you could be sentenced to death.
I'm gonna make a spray.
Just walk around.
No.
Don't have that gay thought.
Oh, I saw that.
But yes. Let's see. In states with restrictive laws, hate crimes in K-12 schools has more than quadrupled, and calls to LGBTQ plus youth hotlines have exploded. The Washington Post analyst shows that anti-LGBTQ plus hate crimes in schools that are serious enough to be reported to police have been more than doubled nationwide between 2015 and 2019 and 2021. Between 2015 and 2019 and between 2021 and 2022, which is, that's like a year difference, mm-hmm. though. The rise is steeper in 28 states with anti-LGBTQ plus legislation that affects youth and schools. Also did you all know that this also affects, like, if you participate in youth sports?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. The sports
thing. There were some people that were kind of surprised.
Like, the sports thing is, like,
where y'all been?
Kicked all that shit off, so I don't know why anybody's surprised about that. Since 2010, folks in Arkansas have actually been able to choose an X on their license instead of an M or an F, but not anymore.
Oh, you mean the letter X, not like your previous...
Right, no, you can't pick your X as your gender. That's not a thing. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has said that the state will no longer endorse nonsense. And the new rules will also make it more difficult for trans folks to change their gender marker on their IDs. So, for folks...
Is it because people don't have much to do that they decide to go after a select...
Probably.
...few?
Probably. So if you have people in Arkansas, if you have folks in Arkansas that you know that are trans and they have not changed their gender marker, I would highly encourage them to do so very soon. Because once this shit goes in, people are going to be fucked. Get that gender marker changed. Do whatever the fuck you can. Do what you need to do and do it
now. I wish it wasn't by state. I wish it was by, like, a federal.
Right. And there's no consistency. Yeah, seriously, fuck Arkansas. There's no consistency
for more reasons
through all the states either. Like, when it comes to different documentation, some states require proof of surgery to change your gender marker or to amend your birth certificate. The qualifications are different all over the place. It's really fucking stupid. It's just, I don't know, it's dumb. So if you know somebody or you are somebody in Arkansas that is trans and needs to change their gender marker, make sure that you or your friends do that now while you can. Because otherwise it's shitty. Or just move. Leave Arkansas, because fuck Arkansas.
I don't know if you can come here. Do we make it easier here?
Changing names and gender markers here is actually fairly easy.
There you go. Look at us getting new neighbors.
What's your next gig? I don't have anything coming up. I don't get booked in this town.
What? Yes, you did. You just had a show like last Friday, right?
That I produced,
or the Friday before,
or you mean the Pride Review show?
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
I just try to have an uplifting moment. Thank okay, you got it.
If you know show hosts in your neck of the woods and you would like to see me in your neck of the woods, please let them know that you would like to see me in your neck of the woods. Maybe I'll get booked somewhere.
I'm up for it too. Have show, we'll travel.
Right.
Have show, pay, we'll travel. I will. Never mind.
I'm entertaining. I promise. I'm also great on the mic. I'm a really good MC. So, you know, if you know somebody that needs to have a show MC'd,
he speaks.
I got he you. Speaks. You need someone that needs an entertaining entertainer. I got you. Let your people know. Let Yikes. Your local show host They're know not- that you want to see me. Please.
Preferably not the problematic ones that continue to host.
Right. Them. Please don't ask your problematic people to book me. In fact, don't support your problematic people, because I'm really over the problematic people. So don't support them. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That has been our service announcement. On the 23rd, maybe I should put this on here, but March 23rd, I'll be performing with Magic at Rainbows Festival. There is also Magic the Show on March 24th at Stacy's. And then on the 27th is where the act of Will She Make It happen. And I will be hosting Drag Bingo at Drink Me Tea Room, and then coming here to co-host
Let's have bets are currently open. Let me know. Odds are currently 10-1 on whether Felicia will actually make it here on time.
I feel like Ben and Hannah will definitely dive into this because they seem like the type that we can start it. We can start a pool. Me not being here.
We can start a pool.
They already came after me earlier. I saw you.
But it's okay, because if Felicia doesn't make it here in time, we will have a fabulous guest on the 27th. They are one of our most booked guests. They've, I think, been with us at least once every season, almost, for the last, 5 years? Mm-hmm. Give or take a little bit. Brandon McGill will be joining us on the 27th, or joining me on the 27th, depending on what happens with Felicia. Either way, Brandon will be here, so make sure that you tune in for, if no other reason, to see whether or not Felicia makes it here on time, and to spend some time with myself and Brandon McGill.
Also, check out Brandon's Instagram. There is a contest going on one of the posts, and it mentions "Let's have a Fifi." So you have to find the post.
And why they gotta make it so difficult?
They don't post that often, I don't think. So I don't think it's down anyway. Too far.
Go to their Instagram and look for the post, because there's a thing.
And they will be announcing the winner on the show on the 27th. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Two doll hairs? That's all I'm worth to you, huh? Wow. Wow. I thought we were... Wow. Wow.
Oh my god.
On that note, thanks for joining our conversation tonight. Great to be back. Great not to be at work.
And maybe by next week, the smoke alarm will be fixed. That would be exciting.
Don't wish and hope. And this is like when politicians have thoughts and prayers.
Somebody,
and,
like, I don't know, call, like, get on. What are those, like, apps and shit where you can, like, call a handyman? Like
Angie's List?
Something. Somebody fucking get on one of those for Felicia guy. And, like.
Yeah, I'm up for it. I'm definitely up for it. I love it. Yeah, I'm here for it. Or if you just have a ladder and are able to replace 9-volt batteries, you're going to need maybe a 9-foot or better ladder. I don't know how the measurements go, but it's pretty high up there. Oh my god. I love the vaulted ceilings, but I don't know who put a smoke alarm that high up there.
That's stupid.
But... I didn't build the house. But thank you all for watching live and watching on the replay. I have forgot to check last week, but I think we're almost at, we could have surpassed 15,000.
Oh, that's exciting.
But I need to check. I need to cheek. I need to cheek. 15,000 downloads for our podcast. I will ask that if you're on any of the platforms that you rate us with a 5-star rating, please, and leave a review.
Thank you.
That's how we get up on the ratings or whatever. And thanks for listening to us live and on the podcast. We will see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation.
Good night.